On Monday, the Association for Czech Tour Operators and Travel Agencies posted figures for 2010 on the number of tours sold to Czech tourists, from vacations in nearby countries to more exotic locations. After many pinched pennies, or rather crowns, in 2009, what changed this year? A little earlier, I spoke to one of the association's vice presidents, Tomio Okamura.
We have about 7% increasing regarding sale of tours to the Czech citizens. So it means the travel agents and operators sold 2.25 million tours this year. So it is quite good result.
How do you explain the turnaround? Because we're still at a point when we're facing austerity measures, for example, by the new government.
We can say that this economic crisis is slowly over, but still Czech people save their money very carefully. It means that this increasing is mostly done by tours to the destination, where it's possible go by car or by coach. Exactly, it is Croatia, Slovakia, Italy. This is destination which where spent Czech people almost half of their foreign vacation this year. Regarding more expensive tours by airplane, there we have still decreasing about 15% compared to last year. So it is clear that Czech people again start to travel abroad, but still they are very careful about their money. So they prefer near destination where is cheaper holiday than by flight.
I'm curious, for those Czechs who do have more spending power and are able to go on, say, more exotic vacations, what locations were popular for them?
Regarding exotic destinations, there is a situation a little different, because people who are able to travel to exotic destination, they are higher society. So this influence of crisis to this part of Czech citizens is not so high. Regarding traveling to exotic destination, also last year, and the same situation is this year, this situation is stable. There is not any big decreasing or increasing. And if we will talk about some one destination, most popular destination, it means Thailand, there was, for example, last year, 26% increasing of Czech citizens. So it means that this type of destination for higher society, which is well known for good service and good safety, this type of destination hadn't so big problems.
We've been talking about Czech travelers going abroad, going to nearby destinations, going to more further areas. What about people coming in? We are now still in the holiday season. Of course, New Year's Eve is coming up. What kind of possibilities are there for tourists who will be, say, coming to Prague for December the 31st?
Coming New Year's Eve will visit Czech Republic 190,000 foreign tourists, and 80% from them will come just to Prague. This term is most busy term within whole year from the view of the tourism in Czech Republic. According to our research, there will be about 5% increasing of the number of the tourists this year coming to New Year Eve to Czech Republic.
I wanted to ask about this. The French travel website Trivago has reported in a survey that Prague's hotels are increasing prices for New Year's by threefold, by some 179%, and that is ranked as among the highest in Europe. Normally, average prices are, they say, are around 77 euros. There'll be 215 euros for New Year's Eve. How does that strategy strike you by Prague Hotels?
I think that this strategy will be not successful. Higher categories, accommodation, try to offer more expensive rates. But problem is that we have too many beds too many accommodation facilities in Czech Republic, so, and in the Prague. So at the moment it is clear that on 31 December there will be not fully booked all accommodation facilities in Prague. So I think that at the moment it is just psychologist fight between clients who are waiting for some cheaper rates, and between hotels which are still waiting if somebody will buy this expensive accommodation.
That was Tomio Okamura, a vice president at the Czech Tour Operators and Travels Agencies Association, talking there about the situation for Czech tourists in 2010, but also about what the conditions will be like for tourists coming into the Czech Republic and especially Prague on New Year's Eve. And if you're going to be spending time in the Czech capital, why not drop us a line and tell us about your experience? You can write to english@radio.cz or send us an old-fashioned letter to Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague 2, the Czech Republic. And now it's time for today's main feature.